have a friend who just did the soundtrack for one of the top 10 movies in the United States. And he wants to remain nameless as a Christian because he wants to continue to influence that industry. But he actually set the soundtrack. He wrote the soundtrack, composed the soundtrack to the entire movie, a top 10 movie here in America. And I'm telling you, that anointing is in this room right now. That anointing is in this room. Don't go out of this room just dreaming about being a worship leader. If that's what you're called to do, that is a noble ambition. But I'm telling you what, the world is open to you. The kingdom is open to you. And you can have the best of both. You really can. And I want to encourage you just to think bigger, just to think different, just to lift up your eyes a little bit and see what the Lord is doing in this hour. So there's going to be anointed library and catalog music for movies, for film, for television, all these kind of things that are going to propel people into a place of influence, into a place of prominence, and into a place of abundance where they can actually begin to affect society through that place of prominence. I got to hit this for just a minute. Genesis 1, 26 and 27, I think we talked a little bit about this the first week, but let's revisit it now in this context real quick. He said, I will make man in my image, or let us make man in our image, in our likeness, let us create them. And it says, and let them rule over the birds of the air, over the fish of the sea, and over everything that creeps across the ground. I want to say again today, as we said, the first day of school, I believe I talked about this the first day, but now I want to say it in the context of all you've learned, that creativity is one of the highest forms of the divine nature. It's one of the highest manifestations of the divine nature. When you're being creative, you are showing that you're a son and daughter of the most creative being in the universe. Extravagantly, exquisitely creative. But secondly, that when it says, let them rule over the birds, over the fish, over the land, that dominion. Now, dominion is not a cruel rule, all right? It's not manipulating or using our power. It's the ability to serve and influence humanity. That dominion is vitally linked to creativity. That the ones with the ideas are the ones who influence society. You want to change a nation? You want to change a city? You want to change one of these seven mountains? It is going to come through your creativity. The one with the best idea wins. The ones with the best ideas are the ones who influence. And it's not just, you know, religious ideas. It's ideas in all of the mountains, in all of the spheres of influence. Most of the world changers in the Old Testament didn't work in the church. Daniel didn't work in the church. And he influenced three different dynasties, three different ancient empires. So much so that many people believe that the information that led the three wise men, or however wise men there were, the Magi that came to visit Jesus, was actually from information they had received from the Chaldean Empire, which Daniel was over.